Welcome to Keldabe Talk Radio from Chicago, Illinois, for Star Wars Celebration. I forgot which number this is.
Does anyone know? It's just Chicago.
It is. Star Wars Celebration,
Celebration Chicago.
All right, now I got to know. So Celebration 6 was the last, was Orlando, and then 7 was when they just changed it to Anaheim. They're like, just city names. So 7 would have been Anaheim. 8 was London, if we're doing it that way. And then it went back to Orlando for 9. So technically this is Celebration 10.
We're going to go with
Celebration 10 in Chicago, Illinois.
We're going with Celebration 10.
Yeah, Celebration 10. It's easier. Yeah. So, hello.
Hi, we've decided.
I am your host, Crow. And with me on this episode, we have Tal Greyheed in the flesh doing our opening narration.
Little do you know, I am just a disembodied voice that they pull in for this podcast.
It's not your flesh. You've just inhabited a body.
We don't talk about that. He's been looking for a while.
We are broadcasting from a place that does not exist.
It's true, yeah. We are actually... Well, let's see. Yeah, we're in the Hilton Garden Inn, just adjacent to the McCormick Place Convention Center. And yeah, like according to most of the maps, I guess it doesn't.
Been erased from all maps. It has been erased from the Jedi archives. If it's not in the archives, it does not exist.
Canon.
Yes.
But also with us, let's just go around here. We have Pinocchio.
How you doing?
We have Ark.
Hello there.
Our first special guest from. Formerly BBC.
Batu Clan Central Florida.
Batu Clan Central Florida. We have Dexar.
Yep, I'm the Allred there.
Yay.
We already got Bill. We can skip Bill. And we have Tira Keel from South Dakota. North and South Dakota. You're from South Dakota, right?
No, I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. All your states are so square.
They're very easy to draw.
Is there a difference between North and South Dakota?
Is the other South Canada?
Yeah, because just normal. Well, because normal South Canada's us in Maine.
Yeah, no,
like,
we usually
say
we're the ones without the faces.
Yeah. But yeah, we're actually. This is actually. If you saw the picture that I put up on Facebook a little bit earlier, we actually had. There's a glass table. We have like a sweet view of the convention center.
A nice wall.
But there's like sweet chairs, and there's actually like books on the table that were here when I got here.
We're just gonna take them.
Yeah, like
they're souvenirs. We've decided.
Yeah, Rhine Maidens by Carolyn C.
All we're missing is a nice fireplace, just crackling away right over to the side.
If we want to move this down to the lobby, there is a fireplace.
I think we're fine here.
Okay, good.
Gotta be for the pickup. Anything we miss.
So this is day 2 of Celebration 10. The big event so far is like last night, most of us attended the multi-club bash at the Museum of Science and Industry, which was rad. I definitely went in a flight simulator, did anyone else do the flight simulator?
I didn't get to do this flight simulator, but I did do the submarine, and that was
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, like, we got down to the submarine, and we were like, oh, yeah, the next appointment would be 1 o'clock. You guys want in? Like, no, thank you.
I'm not going to lie. We added somebody that actually managed to sweet-talk their way in. Because, let's face it, when you have a bunch of people that just forget about their appointment, they don't show up.
Well, yeah. And considering it was a very nice open bar.
I was going to leave that part out, but yes.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of forgetfulness happening, is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Aww.
Ewoks made
hooch, so it's all good. They definitely had a distillery going on.
But yeah, no, the bathtub there, that's pretty nice. They've got a big old passenger jetliner in the museum and whatnot.
That's decoration.
Yeah. It's just there, yeah. But yeah, you can totally
really ties the room together.
I mean, it does. Like, I mean, the Spitfire chasing the Stuka, that's just nice, but it doesn't have the unifying feel. But a 727 hung up next to it, yeah, that's That's cohesive.
And that's like having your own time machine right there.
Yeah, the 40s and the 60s right there for you.
We don't know what to do.
And then today we actually had a bunch of cool stuff. Sandwiched right around the time of the Episode 9 panel was the Biggs Merckx photo shoot. I don't know how many... Well, I've seen the photo that that Matt took, and there's a lot.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can ballpark a number later on, but I don't think we can figure out exactly how many there were for this.
Like at least 100.
There were close to 150 members.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice. Yeah, that's real impressive.
And was that just the official members or also the
Big shoot,
the others,
yeah.
The plebeians. Yeah. No, they're great. The unofficials that were there for the first shot.
I don't know. Looking at the OM photo, it looks like there could be 150 people. So, which I'm honestly kind of surprised because, like, granted, I was talking with Ark about this earlier. Like, every time we go to a celebration, I make more and more friends and meet more and more people, and then inevitably, the next time one comes around, most of the people I know aren't going. Part of that's just because I now know more people, and that's just odds.
It's a never-ending process.
Yeah, but it's just like, because a lot of the folks that I'm, like, Facebook friends with or have gone to previous celebrations with are like, no, we couldn't go, or, you know, whatever reason.
Life happens. Travel especially makes it especially hard, so.
I do think that it is super ironic that Thaxos... Like, this is the closest celebration has ever been to his wintry home up in Canada. He's not here.
Well, he could have packed up his igloo and just headed over.
Yeah. No, I honestly think he could have drove. Like,
well, doesn't he have sled dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the sled.
Just put all the blocks on the sled, reassemble it.
Sled moose.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could have done it, he could have done it.
Yeah, he could have ridden his moose into town.
Yeah.
As a representative of the Great White North.
Okay, but seriously.
Yeah.
Other things that happen in life that are not the Star Wars.
No.
Is his moose sick?
What are things that happen that is not the Star Wars?
I don't know. We all just got transfixed by a napkin blowing around in the, outside the window. That was that pause. We were all just like, whoa, huh? Who knew?
Whoa.
Don't get me wrong, that brought a lot of entertainment on our part for the photo, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We actually, I found out that Tyrek actually saw it happen third person, but yeah, I was just walking up to get in my spot in the photo, and somebody's cape just detached and just landed on me.
Did it wrap around your face comically?
Not quite my face, but definitely around my torso. All
right.
But it was just like, flap, cape. It was a cool cape.
When did you get that?
Just now. It was... I've thought about adding a small cape for many years. But it was, yeah, it was honestly a nice cape. Like, it was good, thick material. Like, it was pretty...
Wrap it around
it nice.
You.
Although it wasn't properly secured.
Well... Not after the fact, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is like the one.
Bonus.
I can't remember the name, but he has a Boba Fett, and he is just attached by magnets, so that was like mm-hmm. one shoulder pad just kept
boop.
Flying off.
Oh, yeah.
Skittering across the movement.
I don't know who it was, but one of the Bobas behind me, all I heard him say, that's what you think.
My favorite was all the Mandos that are getting literally blown away with their capes.
Oh, yeah.
There's quite a few of us just hanging onto rails or each other because we're just all
just
slowly
just moving
back
yeah.
with the capes.
Like... like just armored kites.
Oh yeah. Well, especially like because down in the front where I was, like we have a lot of tiny Mandalorians, like And, yeah, some of those with capes or, like, hair or big ornaments, they're just, like, steadily moving to the left during the shot.
Hold fast.
Hold the line!
See, and I didn't mind the cold. Like, I think I heard you joke at one point during one of the shots. It's just like, this is fine. It's windy, but it's not that cold.
This is great.
This is great.
Meanwhile, everybody else is just like, what are we outside for?
Yeah, worth a note. The gentleman from Florida is just shaking his head at everybody right now.
That was comfortable. I was still warm.
I'm in North Florida. I'm good. It's all right. We still have two seasons, not one.
We have more than one season.
Yeah,
we have
south than that. So to me, anything below 70 degrees, I'm able to win. Perfect.
Yeah, up in Maine, we have three seasons. We have winter, mud season, and road construction.
It's true. Like, that's it. Like, some people like to subdivide it into, like, mud, second winter, pre-spring.
Oh yeah, we did second winter before we left.
Yeah, it actually, like, I don't know about you, but yeah, we flew out before the snow, but yeah, a bunch of the members from, yeah, before it snowed again.
Oh yeah, we had like a 60, 50 to 60 degree wonderful day, and then it snowed for the next three.
Yeah, our only two seasons are pool is cold, pool is warm. That's it. That's all we got.
Yeah, like, there was discussion about, like, from some folks that were down south, like, where are all the pools? And, you know, I'm looking at all the hotel photos, and I'm not seeing any outdoor pools. Like, no, you won't.
The water would all be sucked out due to the Venturi effect. It would just go flying through the air. Science.
Well, I guess the other big thing to happen today that happened maybe about a half hour ago is they did drop the episode 9 trailer, which we've all seen at this point around this little circle. So
a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we saw it on YouTube like adults.
Yep.
Actually, on cell phones.
One of our friends back home just like sent me a message that was like, "Oh, were you guys in the room like when we saw it? Like, we were watching the stream and we were trying to find you." I'm like, "No, man, no."
Yeah, I've already gotten messages from friends. "Oh my God, Palpatine lives!" Like, really? I should go watch that now.
No.
We were.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, like, a couple of our friends got tickets to the streaming room. So, you're just watching it on a big phone.
At least it's a much larger phone.
I never understood that concept. It's like, okay, yay, spillover stage. Fantastic. Learn something you can do at home.
Yeah. Well, like, when the Episode 7 trailer dropped at that celebration, like, we were just in our hotel, because it was late. That one was a late night panel. Like, I think you went to that, didn't you?
No, it's like, I didn't go to that one, but, oh, wait, you're talking about the last celebration?
No, the one before that, like, three celebrations ago.
Wasn't it at the, like, Merck's dinner?
That's right, yeah, we got to see it during the Merck's dinner. So this must have been Episode 8 then. That one, like, I just watched in my bathrobe, in my hotel room.
Episode 8 happened, that's when we had the nice fortress right next to the main stage, and they had the big screen, and everyone crowded up in front of us,
yeah,
you know, gathered, you know, hip to hip,
yeah,
to watch that trailer through their phones, because they were all recording it.
Yeah.
So they were all recording each other, recording it, recording the recording. And it was just, you know, cell phones all the way down. I was like, you know, you could watch this on YouTube in, like, 5 minutes. Like, no, we have to record this for posterity and history. Like, all right, have fun with that.
All right.
To be fair, at least we could troop B and Kit and watch the panel all at the same time.
Yes. Like that. Yeah, that would have...
And weren't you doing a live stream of the entire thing from that stage, too, so they were live streaming everybody recording?
Yeah, the Star Wars show stage was right pretty close to us. So yeah, like anything that happened on that stage, pointing at us.
and you know those videos, they may have been watched a few minutes in the hotel room, and then all that data was just gone, never to be seen again. As they went to YouTube for convenience.
Yep.
People,
yeah,
like, they pull it up. It's like, this looks awful. Yeah, YouTube right there.
Yeah.
But I recorded it.
I did. I was there. I have proof.
I think the last time that I was actually in attendance at one of the reveal panels was Rebels Season 2. Like, we actually managed to get in on that one. Like, we just managed to walk in to the line and actually sit down, and we're like, oh, hey, that's Freddie Prinze Jr., And that's Dave Filoni, and oh, okay, that's what panel I got in. And that was, yeah, again, about 5 years ago now, because that show's over. That show's been over.
Yeah.
I should catch up on it.
You haven't caught up on it?
No, I'm a terrible fan.
Star Wars Rebels?
Yeah.
I've seen 3 episodes.
All right.
Maybe four.
Like, it's
it gets
a good.
Better.
It really does. Like, I think I watched up to, like, the third or fourth season. Like, unfortunately, right when they really started really getting into the Mandalorian stuff, that's when I stopped watching for some reason, because it was difficult for me to get to it and watch it. But like, all that stuff was really cool, and Dave Filoni made half of it for us. Specifically, he's said as much.
That's why we love him.
That is why we love him. And Dave, we trust.
Yep.
But yeah, so that trailer. So let's start with the name. Yeah, the new movie is The Rise of Skywalker. Thoughts?
I'm pretty sure The Rise of Skywalker was, you know, what, 9 movies ago?
Yeah, the first time, and then there was the second Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, six episodes ago.
Yeah.
But which one? Who is the Skywalker that is rising?
What is the Skywalker that's rising?
Why is the Skywalker?
Well, like,
let's face it.
Yeah, he's a Force ghost. We know that.
Yeah. But he's like a Sith ghost. Like, we're going to see how awesome he is.
I hope so. I said since the end of 8 that I've wanted to see a Luke Force ghost. Maybe he'll be green.
I still hope he's like crotchety old get off my lawn Luke, though.
Oh, yeah.
And he's haunting Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
He's just following him around. Just like, oh, you think you're going to get a nap? No, you're not.
No.
Wake up.
But I mean, it's Mark Hamill. He's a talented voice actor. It could just be him.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does in Child's Play.
It's true. Like I it's just
that's the fall of Skywalker. He falls right into a doll's body. It just gets weird from there. Oh, now we're into fake spoilers. It's time for fake spoilers.
Wait, that's not how Yoda said this whole Force Ghost thing works.
Yeah. Yeah, you inhabit dolls.
I don't know. He's a puppet.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's
so. You
will forever live with someone's hand controlling you.
Yep.
So does Force Ghost Yoda have a Force Ghost hand controlling him?
Yeah, Frank Oz actually regrettably died years ago and has just been controlling Yoda's puppet through the Force since then. There we go.
Now, the laugh at the end, was that the Emperor or was that Jar Jar?
Hard saying.
That very well could have been Jar Jar.
I think it might
be Flash. They are one and the same person.
They've been one the whole time.
We've never seen them in the same room.
No.
Well, the actor that does Jar Jar is here. All you have to do is just ask him.
That's true.
Hey, are you going to be in episode 9? If he says, I can neither confirm nor deny, that's confirmed.
Or if he says no, that is also confirmed.
If he says yes, duh, that's also a confirmation.
So he is most definitely in episode 9. We've decided.
Yep.
On fake spoilers.
Yeah, utterly unaffiliated with any sort of official output or reason.
That's why we call it fake spoilers.
Yep.
More accurate than most of the internet.
Has this become a new regular segment?
What, fake spoilers?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we just do.
Now it has a name.
Well, let's see. I'm just looking here. Just looking at some of the comments on our Facebook page here. No, I have to read the comments. It's literally my job.
That'll make you sad.
It sometimes it does.
Sometimes it hurts. It's just hurtful.
Yeah, there's a lot of, wow, that's a long paragraph. Okay. Yeah, we'll skip that. But yeah, like, there's a lot of, there's talk about, yeah, the Emperor's clones, like maybe he got cloned, like, cause people like,
what was it, the Hand of Thrawn,
Yep. Like, they just maybe they do just, yeah, go right back to Tim Zahn and just be like, they're just going to find a wall of Emperor, like, tanks.
There is
tanks.
Canonical evidence for it, though. In The Clone Wars, there is an episode where you see the baby clones.
Yeah, yeah.
It's there. We don't have to go all the way back.
But we could. And, yeah, like, oh, yeah.
Because, you know, Clone Wars is still considered canon, isn't it?
Oh, utterly. Yeah, absolutely. And then, like, the, like, yeah, predominant theory is that Snoke was some kind of failed Palp clone. Like, still a theory. No verification either way, but I don't know. I don't know. It's a maybe. It's a maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Darth Jar Jar, you know. Which, don't get me wrong, it's like after reading that, I'm just like, that actually makes the character, you know, kind of, you know, redeemable.
Like secret genius, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to wonder.
It's complete nonsense, but it's still fun to listen to.
Well, episode 8 was all about taking all the potential plot threads and just throwing them out the window.
Yeah.
And now will episode 9 be all about taking all those plot threads and throwing them out the window?
I mean, so far,
so many plot threads and created new ones that we must now abandon and go back to the originals.
Well, so far, kind of, because, like, one of the big things they show is, like, Kylo redoing his helmet.
Yeah, he's putting it back together. He's gluing it back together. He's got the Bondo out. He's got the fiberglass and a little bit of, you know, Gorilla glue. He's putting that thing back up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So basically, The Last Jedi was the equivalent of playing D&D. You ever had D&D? It's like sometimes the characters just do their own thing for a while.
Yep. Yeah, usually when a player can't make it to the table for a week or two. Yeah.
The DM just like, oh, you see all these carefully, very meticulously crafted squirrel plot points? Yeah, I'm just going to take those and just chuck them in the fire. They didn't work.
Get that squirrel.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm honestly confused, though. Like, I think I just need to rewatch episode 8. But, like, when Rey and Kylo are on the big Star Destroyer and they're fighting and they're doing the Force tug of war with a lightsaber and it blows up, was that Anakin's lightsaber or was that Kylo's lightsaber? I honestly don't remember.
That was Anakin's.
It's Anakin's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then how is Rey holding it in all of these shots?
She also got some Bondo and some Gorilla glue. You see what's going on here? There's going to be a montage, hopefully to something from the Rocky IV soundtrack, as they're putting everything back together. I'm thinking Burning Heart as she's putting it all back together. And she's going to be in the much worse gym. She'll be in the Rocky gym. where he's going to be in the Drago gym.
Oh, fighting robots and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, she'll just be dragging, like, a log through the snow.
Yeah. Yeah, running a lot, and, dragging a wagon.
Through the sand.
But clearly, Ray is the better fabricator. When you see that lightsaber, it doesn't look like
a... Oh, yeah. Oh, it looks pristine.
You see,
yeah,
Kylo's helmet, and there's clearly some work that still needs to be done when he considers it finished.
Yeah, he's going to have a hard time getting that through application.
Oh, man.
But it's in his backstory.
Oh, but his backstory.
Oh, his backstory. Actually, that you bring up a really great point. Like, inevitably, today, someone has started making a remasked Kylo Ren helmet. So, like, how many people out there right now are just, like, taking, like, broken beast of crap Kylo helmets and, like, sort of piecing them together?
Somebody has their Kylo helmet and a Dremel. Yeah. And they're just going to town.
Yeah, right now.
In a hotel room, right now.
Oh, it would. It absolutely would. Maybe now's my time. Maybe I finally make a Kylo costume.
I can see it now. All the vendors are just taking their perfectly pulled casts and then just dropping them on the floor. Going, Episode 9 helmet for sale.
Episode 9
is
a kit.
Some assembly required.
All assembly required.
There's someone out there who's selling, like hot glue, and they found, like, a bunch of red glue sticks before the convention. They're like, today's my day!
Just need some glue and some crayons.
My time has come.
Finally. Finally.
Now I'm going to be disappointed if I don't see this on the show. I need this to happen.
Hashtag live your truth.
Just
buy one, just immediately right in front of them, smash it, and just goes like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got some tape?
Oh yeah, like it's in that vein of people who made Princess Leia out of the hotel sheets, you know. I don't know about you guys, but they're... It's actually a pretty solid trailer. No, there's a lot going on there that I liked. But Billy Dee, though.
Billy Dee. Billy Dee, Billy Dee, Billy Dee.
Like,
he's back.
There's like, I forget most of what happened before and after Lando is in the cockpit just laughing, sitting next to Chewie, inevitably after doing something stupid. Like, I can't wait for that piece.
He finally got his shit back. 40 years later. He got it back.
My favorite thing is that he still fits in the Solo Lando shirt. He still fits in the yellow shirt.
Is
the man
he still,
still
wearing
got...
his clothes?
He's still wearing Han's clothes from the
he's
end of Empire.
He's still wearing Han's clothes.
Showed up filming wearing the shirt. He's like, I'm ready to go.
I'm ready.
Yep.
You don't need to get me into wardrobe. Come on.
Like, are you guys still sharing clothes? Like, don't ask. Don't judge us.
Well, I mean, you figure that ship's probably still full of Han's clothes. Like, I mean, he just opened up that closet and it was like, well, it's not capes, but it's Han's clothes. I'd like to think that he left that alone. Like, yeah, Unker Plutt, like, when he got it, it was just like... Like,
I believe this.
Above one of the beds, it just drops down, and it's just nothing but vests and capes.
Vests and capes. You complete me, bro. You complete me.
Oh, my God.
You understand me, bro.
Like, what a great shot would that be? Like, he comes on, he's like, hugs Chewie, and he's like, all right, hold on one second. There's something I gotta do.
He just starts smelling a shirt.
Boops! Like, oh yeah.
Smells just like him.
Well, actually, oh, you know what? Like, the whole thing about this trailer was, like, they never really leave you, right? Like, no one's ever really gone. What if Lando thinks he's Han?
Hondo?
Hondo.
What if Hondo?
Hondo.
I mean, that's a possibility.
I mean...
That's probably true.
That's plausible, yeah. No, if it wasn't Palpatine, it was just... It was actually Jim Cummings as our favorite weak-way space pirate.
It's the tie into Galaxy's Edge confirmed.
Oh, yep. There's all, yeah, got it. That's true. Yeah, we missed the giant Disney Parks tie-in, guys.
Oh, you know there's going to be some.
What are we doing with our lives?
Yeah, where's the product placement?
And, like, how many, like, this will, I was kind of hoping that Episode 9 would be one of the few Star Wars movies where you never go to a desert planet.
Nope, we were wrong. Nope.
Yep, wrong.
Nope.
I'm trying to think, like, of all the Star Wars movies out there, like, how many do not have anything to do with a sand planet of some kind?
It's Empire just, Strikes Back.
Yeah, just Empire.
Empire.
What about Episode 3?
No, Episode 3, they go back.
That's right, yeah.
At the very end.
Tatooine.
Yep. I mean, to be fair, yes, like, technically, a snowfield, as long as it's getting, like, less than 10% rainfall, you know, a year, it can be a desert.
Well, snow is softer than sand.
Gets everywhere.
It gets everywhere.
But this is the first time we see a TIE Silencer drag racing across the desert.
But it's a different TIE Silencer already.
It's got red on it.
Yeah, like it's not like
they have to make it go faster.
Well, like red ones do go faster. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, your odds of getting pulled over are much
so much higher.
No. See, he picked up the helmet, right? Put it back together. Then you have to go take a silencer, drop it, and put it back together with the same stuff to match.
Again, so much Gorilla Glue.
Yeah. It's like, I like that. I mean, and this is what Star Wars does. Every time there's a new movie, there's a new version of a ship. Like, the X-Wing is iconic because it's one of the few ships that doesn't change throughout most of the movies. Like, they don't show us. It took them like 30 years to give us a new version of an X-Wing.
Yeah,
Whereas like a new TIE fighter rolls out with literally every movie. Just
and
a new kind. So
I think
this
it's one of those leaked posters. I'm not sure if it's the official leaked poster, but the leaked poster. I saw a Y-Wing. Those things are still junky. Listen.
Yeah,
the Y-Wing is like one of my favorite ships. It is ugly, it's dumb. I love it.
Well, it's the Millennium Falcon of TIE Fighters. Like, you got some duct tape, yeah, you can keep it running.
Yeah,
those things, it's like, were obsolete during the Clone Wars?
Yeah,
well,
and
no, they had fairings and stuff on them then.
Yeah, but they're
all smoothed out.
Yeah, canonically, like, the story there was the Rebel Y-Wings are leftovers from the Clone Wars, that they took those panels off.
Just get them out of there. You don't need them.
Exactly, because it was harder to maintain the ships with all the fairings and stuff on them, so the technicians were just like, screw it.
Yeah, cosmetic just
pilot walks out, like, where's the rest of the ship? You don't need that, bro.
Well, like,
you don't need that.
You've worked on helicopters. How many times have you seen somebody just sit and say, it's like, you know, if I didn't have to bolt this back on.
We're not going to talk about that. Ignorance is bliss.
Things you don't want to hear your mechanic say.
I don't know. All right, yeah, I know what my favorite part was. It's Lando, obviously. But, because, like, I'm trying to. But what is that desert planet? Do we think they're going all the way back to Tatooine?
Is it Jedha?
They might have gone back to Jakku.
Is it Jakku? Like,
I'm going with Jedha. It's kind of rocky.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. That's my guess, but
yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
fake spoilers. It's Endor.
After they've scorched the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, a lot of debris from the Death Star. Inevitably, that's changed the climate.
That are just like the rest of the Imperial. It's like, nope, burn it all.
Fake spoilers.
Murder.
Indoor.
Murder bears.
Speaking of debris, that scene where they're on that ridge, and it's Rey looking into the distance, and there's this huge semicircular thing.
Death Star-like thing.
Right.
Like, dish-like Death Star-like thing.
There may be some credence to this Endor theory.
Oh, man, yeah, maybe.
Like, no, we don't go there.
Oh, no wonder there was laughter.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, now, Yeah, now that I'm honestly thinking, like, maybe is it Endor? Did they just for kicks turn, like, one of the few green planets they go to into a desert?
We needed another one.
Big spoilers, is Mandalore.
It's true. Even Clone Wars couldn't avoid desert planets.
What was the planet for the fake Mandalorians? Let's face it, they were fake Mandalorians.
No, that was Mandalore, like that with the domes and stuff. Like, I know we
what
don't.
What was the planet called though?
Yeah, it was called Mandalore.
I my headcanon refuses to believe that.
Well, what was the moon Concordia? That was also just like rocks and
Concordon,
yeah.
Or Concordia.
No, they called it Concordia.
Yeah. And it was just like rocks, and there wasn't any vegetation or oceans there either.
It was yet another version of Dune. Wrong franchise.
Wrong franchise, but I am excited there's a new Dune coming out. Absolute divergent there, but very happy that that's happening too.
Dameron's in that one.
Is Oscar Isaac in that?
I believe so.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I'm excited for more Poe. Like, I'm excited to I'm always excited for more Oscar Isaac, but I'm excited for more Poe in this one.
Did we see Rose at all?
No. No, we didn't. Though she's supposed to be in it.
Okay.
Like, yeah, like Kelly Marie Tran is in the cast. But we did, and we did see a tiny bit of Leia. Like, so, like, we'll finally figure out how they dealt with that little issue. With like 3PO with the bowcaster. I still don't. If you're on the internet and you don't like spoilers, don't listen to us.
Yeah, this is the wrong place to be.
Like, yeah, going back and looking at this, in the water, it's just, it looks like the dish for a Death Star. Like, a good chunk of it.
Oh, and there is water? All right, well.
Yeah, here.
It would have. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they're on a.
Yeah, no. Hi. So, like I said, we're currently sitting in the lobby, so we keep seeing, like, stormtroopers and Mandalorians and, like, Jedi just walking by on their way back to their hotel rooms.
And just random civilians wondering, like, who are these nerds and what are they doing?
Like, being nerds. it's like a like half of a Death Star dish just sort of sitting out of the water there. I wanted that to be a joke. I wanted it to be a joke that the desert planet was now Endor, but.
But now it actually
It might be true.
Just more of an, equatorial part of Endor.
Yeah, it's like it's like Kashyyyk. Like, they showed that Kashyyyk, despite being mostly arboreal planet, does have at least one nice beach. I mean, yes, it did, but...
Well, if there's a beach in Star Wars, you've got to destroy it.
Yeah. Yeah, Star Wars is very anti-beach.
Yeah. Rogue One showed us that. Like, oh, look, that's a nice beach. Look at that pretty blue water. Destroy that. Blow it up. Yes. And Star Wars will always be about deserts and sand. It gets everywhere.
Awful.
It gets everywhere.
See, I'm trying, like, episode 8, like, yeah, they at least had flashbacks to Rey's childhood on the desert. So a desert did appear in episode 8.
But then you also had, the discount Hoth.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was the sand desert.
Like,
it was.
Had to taste because that's what you do.
Well, not gonna lie, if I ever go to Utah and I'm hanging around, I'll probably do that too. Or Bonneville, that's all salt.
That whole scene is there just to put Gareth Edwards on the screen.
it's true. That is why that's there. I don't. I didn't mind it. I didn't.
I was good with
it. I thought it was a fun scene.
All the red stuff coming up from underneath.
Oh no! It was. It was really visually fantastic. But I have the same problem with it that I have with most of episode 8. Is the more you watch it, the more the worse it gets. Seriously, every time I watch it, I notice something new that's wrong, and it makes me sad inside. Like the disappearing night.
The what now?
During the fight scene in the, it's like in the throne room.
Yeah.
There is the one guy with two knives.
Yeah.
He binds up Rey's lightsaber.
Yeah.
He has the other knife in his hand, but because they realize, oh, he can just stab her now, they actually, in that shot, not even like off shot, they edited the knife out of his hand.
Okay.
Like, did it just kind of disappear?
It just disappears. I'll show it
like
to you guys
it's
later.
It's there, it's gone?
It is literally in his hand, and he just, like, binds her arm, and it's gone. It is edited out of his hand. Because he could just stab her, and the
and there's the franchise, yeah.
You also had the one guy that threw his weapon away before Kylo even turned around.
Well, that, I mean, clearly these were not good guards. Like, right from the start. They're like, I almost wonder, like, why they even bothered to attack them afterward. They're like, Snoke's dead.
He paid my paychecks, and, yeah, killing you really doesn't actually do anything for me. So.
Yeah.
New force power.
Yeah, just has wish.
But it can't exist because, you know, we've never seen that in the movies before.
Yeah, that's true. Clearly nothing new can be introduced into a movie. Yeah, because that it doesn't work.
Sorry for your consultants.
Oh, yeah, no, it's no, exactly. Like.
I think we'll. Yeah, we'll officially. It's like, okay, you know, Fake Spoiler. This point on is officially referred to as Plot Shield.
That's the Force Power's name.
Yep.
Yeah, she has the power of the writers keeping her safe.
I mean, it's true.
Well, in this case, the editors.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm sorry this time.
Well, now, like, wanting to watch the movie again is, like, not... That's not bad. But, like, wanting to watch the movie specifically to find an editing mistake...
I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let it... Just let it go.
Yeah, don't make my mistake.
I'm just going to let it go.
Oh, yeah,
It has its problems, but I enjoy it. I'm okay with it. I've made peace. I'm all right.
Speaking of... things that make fanboys mad. I'm actually really happy to see. I've seen a lot of Admiral Holdo costumes here, like quite a few.
Two coming through security at the same time.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
There's a lot, and they all look great.
Yep.
I'm like, ah, eat it.
Yep. Just because you didn't like her doesn't mean someone else. Let them have their fun.
I'm waiting to see how many of them try to go get on the Millennium Falcon sets. Try to push a button to recreate the. On the new version of the Falcon or the old one?
Anyway. Well, actually, yeah, and about the Falcon, like, they have that shot of it flying away after Lando does his laugh, and it looks like the sensor dish is a dish again. It's not a rectangle anymore, because yet again, got broken off.
They just ran down to the Goodwill.
At this point, you just might as well leave the thing off.
Yeah.
Just like, a couple of rabbit ears.
Well, that's why I'm confused. Like, the Rogue One, like, Lando's Falcon, it's a dish, but it's much more flush to the hull. Like, it's like, yeah, this is probably not going to get knocked off today.
Clonk, gone.
Yeah, I like rabbit ears. Just a couple rabbit ears with some aluminum foil wrapped around one of them.
A coat hanger.
That'd be perfect. Someone's going to have to Photoshop that. I guess that'll be me.
Yep, that'll be you. I'm excited. Like, I've always been excited by the trailers. They work. And I do like that Disney just did give us this one trailer. I was actually just watching the hotel cable the other night. I saw a trailer for The Lion King that's coming out.
For a trailer.
It was like, yeah, new trailer online now. Like, this is a television commercial. Like, this is where the trailer's supposed to go.
You're doing it wrong. You just paid for this advertising space to put the trailer there.
Like,
you're already paying for the space.
That's like Bud Light buying a Super Bowl commercial and saying, you guys like our Super Bowl commercials? You like them? There's, go online and find one, like BudLight.com. We got more commercials. Go watch them. We got that king guy. He's a king, and he has... Oh, okay. No, well, the Bud Knight is a servant of the Bud King.
Is there a Bud Cleric?
You know, there should be.
Well, somebody would have to be a sign cleric.
Someone has to be the hand of the Bud King. And wait,
on the Bud Bard.
We're going off on a tangent. Is the fist holding a can? As the hand of the Bud King.
Speaking of which, Game of Thrones coming out soon. This podcast brought to you by HBO and Bud Light. I mean, I wish. Any sponsorship is great sponsorship. I don't care.
Yeah. HBO, if you're listening, well, you're not.
You're not.
Yeah.
I do have to admit that a few years ago, listening to this one, you guys talking about being sponsored by Lego.
Oh, yeah.
I actually believe you. That was when I was a newbie. It was like 5 years ago when I first started building
my. Well, we had an episode a little while ago where we were talking about the Lego Cloud City. Lego's here. You can get it.
Wait, how many dollars will I have to give to sponsor this podcast? Would 10 a month work?
We should set up a Patreon. So, I mean, to answer your question, yes.
All right. I'll hit the ATM.
The highest tier will get you even more shenanigans. Sign up now.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the level that no one actually pays for because they know that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, we're getting everything we're going to get at a lower tier.
Yep. Well, yeah, you get those Kickstarters where it's just like where they just stop putting stretch goals on the levels. They're just like, please, if you want to give us $10,000, please do.
I actually haven't seen a whole lot of those. I mean, some of them have like potato salad. But,
yeah.
Seriously. Oh, God, that one. It was nuts. But, yeah.
Now, the Episode 9 panel that was streaming, you guys saw the eBay where people were selling their passes for $500 a pop?
Oh, yeah.
I really want to go see if somebody bought one of those. Please, please, I hope you bought one. I hope someone spent their money in such a foolish manner.
Well, Stephen Colbert was the host. Nice. So... Which I was unaware of before now. before we were actually at the booth when they started streaming the panel and we just started hearing the yelling off in the distance, poke my head up over the edge of a couple of the collector's tables near us. And is that Stephen Colbert?
I thought he was more of a Lord of the Rings guy.
Huh. He does need more. He does the Lord of the Rings rant at least once a week, but, he needs to do more Star Wars rants.
I don't know. I think Kevin Smith already has that covered.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That's okay. See, when is Kevin Smith going to direct the Star Wars movie?
Probably right after he directs a Batman movie.
Never.
Well, he's doing that, though, right? No, he's not.
He's been really pushing for the Batman Beyond with
Michael
Keaton.
Keaton
as the old Batman, which would be awesome.
Which would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he ever does, we're going to see Jay and Silent Bob somewhere in a corner on Coruscant, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, they'll just be sitting, yeah, they'll just be an exposition shot going into a cantina, and they'll just be standing outside yelling at people.
Snoogans.
Hey, man, you want some death sticks? I got some death sticks for you. What are you looking at?
It would be terrible. But we would eat it.
Oh, absolutely.
They wouldn't be Jay and Silent Bob. They'd be Snoogans, like Snoogans Malloy.
Well, like, I regret, like...
Tagging Bink.
Well, yeah, that's true. Like, I regret to admit this, but I watched Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back way too many times when I was younger.
I still watch it.
Like...
I'll admit it. It's got moments.
It's got moments, like, and...
It's dumb fun.
It's very dumb fun. But it's got Mark Hamill being a parody of himself, like...
Hey, kids, it's Mark Hamill.
And Carrie Fisher is a nun, I mean,
come on. Do you follow the word of the book?
You know that they're shooting the reboot, right? Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Oh, are they really?
That it's almost done. There is literally a sequel to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back being filmed, and it's about rebooting movies.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Here's my prediction.
Okay.
Harrison Ford will have a cameo in that one.
Okay.
And so will Billy Dee Williams. That way, you get all four in both movies.
I wouldn't say no.
That would be great.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no.
Billy Dee maybe, but it's like I'm not sure if Harrison Ford would go for it.
I think if the way with Harrison Ford being the way he is now, I think if you pitched it right, be like, all we need you to do is come on set for literally one shot, be yourself.
When he just points a finger at somebody.
Yeah, that's it. It's like no lines. Like you don't need to talk. You don't need to interact with anybody.
You just come on here, just point at somebody, and then just walk straight off the set. That's all you need to
That's
do.
That's all you do. You just get in your car and go home.
And
whatever you give us, we will cut.
Walked across your lawn.
Yeah.
Give them the get off my lawn look, point at them, you're done. Paycheck.
I keep thinking back to Lando. I'm just so excited. Because, I mean, Lando's always been one of my favorite characters to start with. And then the Lando character got even better in Solo. And now, like, bringing it all the way back full circle, but bringing Billy Dee back, like, as old Lando, it's very special to me.
Billy Dee's always had the best sense of humor about Star Wars and making fun of it.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, just showing up in, like, that 70s show as a minister talking about how much he loves Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't do that. He has no problems with it, so.
Like, he was in the Lego movie. Like, they had a scene where the Millennium Falcon shows up. The only people who reprised their voice roles were Anthony Daniels and Billy Dee Williams. Han was someone else, and they just used stock effects for Chewie. But Lando came, like, Billy Dee went down, he recorded new lines, he recorded a classy Billy Dee Williams pickup line. It was like, I think we might be in the wrong galaxy, because you are a heavenly body. It was like, this was him in a Lego movie. And I was like, okay, yes.
I would love to see the B-roll that they had on him.
Oh, yeah.
Because they probably did. They probably was like, all right, these ones we're going to keep these for our sake because they're hilarious, but mm-hmm. they just do not belong in a children's movie.
Yeah. And it's like, just whatever you want, man. Just throw it at us.
Fanboys.
Yep. Yeah, he's just one of my favorite actors, and he's not in enough stuff.
No, not at all.
But you gotta have the right role for him, and unfortunately for him, Lando was sort of like, the peak. It's like, really, where can you go from Lando?
But Colt just 45.
Colt 45.
Predictions on where we find him in episode 9. They've got to go search for Lando somewhere.
No, I honestly think he's going to show up somewhere. Yeah. Like, I honestly think, like, they're going to be like, because they're on the, at the end of 8, they're on the Falcon going somewhere. They're like, this is it. This is the Resistance. And I bet they're going to land somewhere, try and, like, recoup and resupply or figure stuff out. And there's just going to be a door that's just going to slide open. And, like, that caped silhouette's just going to be there waiting,
and
ready.
He's going to be there with Sam Jackson.
I heard you had a problem.
Yeah.
I brought some help.
Fake spoilers. He's been hiding in the Falcon the entire time in the same room that holds a cape.
But, yeah. Yeah, Ray's just, like, rooting around the Falcon trying to find a wrench or something and finds that room.
Confirm return of Mace Windu.
Yep, he's just going to show up and say, what's in your wallet?
In the Lando system. But he's not a system, he's a man. This is not a man.
Would you really put it past him to name a system after himself?
Oh, I bet he absolutely would. Like, yeah.
He is a man. You are a system. You are one sandwich away from being a much larger system.
He once boasted that he owned a small moon. Turned out to be a real money pit.
Oh, yeah. What if he just named the moon Lando? it's like our terrible naming scheme for everything Mandalorian. Like, this is Lando. He lives on Lando in Lando.
He speaks Lando.
Yeah.
That's his dog, Lando.
I'm really looking forward to Mandalorian.
Oh, now we're going to have to build that. Everybody's going to have capes.
Yes.
45.
Yes. Everybody is in velvet and suede.
Yep. Mandalorian. Oh, my.
Yeah, just right on the helmet.
Just stick it on right on.
Yeah. Oh, man, yes.
The Landalore.
And he would be the Landalore.
Because he's so smooth.
It's like, you know, the Mandalore goes to whoever claims the Mandalore's helmet. Lando is just whoever's smoothest.
Yeah.
You are the Landalore. Oh, God, no.
And I'm out.
She had that look on her face. And I was just like, this is going to be terrible, but I need to know. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife.
The true Landalore.
Now we're actually going to have to do this.
But
you know how much those cost?
Yeah, they're not. They're not. They're cheap. But no,
$10 a month. You two can sponsor a mic on the KDR podcast.
We'll put your name on it right on the side here.
We'll even make its own Twitter page.
We get enough sponsors, it'll be like the Stanley Cup trophy. We'll just add more bands to it. But no, I honestly think that, yeah, Lando is just going to literally just show up. Because one of my problems with Episode 8 is they put out that radio broadcast to the galaxy, like, we need help, we're here. But this is, like, Star Wars being Star Wars, time and distance are absolutely irrelevant unless it's for the plot. So they put that on, they do the broadcast, they're like, yep, we need help, we're here on Crait. They wait 20 seconds, and they're like, no one's coming, we're dead.
Yeah, they're coming across the entire galaxy, but... we're just going to give up. Like, you wait longer for a pizza, man. You're talking about coming from the entire
galaxy away. Yeah.
Like, no, nobody's coming. Nobody's coming. Like, you just got off the phone. Can you at least let them, you know, get some gas? I mean, maybe they have to, you know, like, wake up. You don't even know what time zone they're in. I mean, maybe they're at work.
I don't rescue anyone until I've had my second cup of coffee.
I mean, Gondor calls for aid and all that, but man, let me get my pants on. Come on.
Hello, Resistance. We have received your message. Please hold.
This call may be monitored for quality assurance.
For English, press 1.
For Huttese, plus 2.
Para Español. Oprime el dos. You have selected to end this call. Bye.
Chawanawanga.
Oh, fantastic. What else do we have to talk about? What else is happening this weekend?
I mean, the trailer was the big thing.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Us generally just
being here. Yeah. All right, and with that, that's about all we have for this month's edition of Cal Dobby Talk Radio from Celebration Chicago. On behalf of myself, Pinocchio, Ark, Draclin, sorry, I know you said it, and I've already forgotten. On behalf of Draclin, Daxar, Tal Greyheed, and Tira Keel, thanks for listening. Tune in next time.
Bye.
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 Farewell.